Bread Burger. Now we have listeners. Hey guys, I'm Zach.
And I'm Liz.
And this is
My Favorite
Burger. My Favorite Burger. Was that good?
We're working on it.
I bought new snow pants this year, actually.
Ooh.
They're camouflage.
Where are they? So I have this idea. It's never been done before. Jeans, but camo.
Like camo.
Camo style pants, you know?
So
like jeans. Like jeans.
Jeans that like had camo?
Army jeans.
That's how great fashion designers start.
I know. I think I'm going to audition for Project Runway.
They're going to like, she can't sew. No, yes. No, I cannot sew.
No, no, and I'm colorblind. Camouflage doesn't even work on me. Remember Little Miss Sunshine? Did you see
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he finds out he's colorblind.
Yeah, but he's so sad because he can never be like an army pilot.
Right, right.
I'm super happy about that.
Because you did not want to be an army pilot.
I do not want to go into the army.
Were you nervous about things like the draft and like signing your draft cards? Because you had to do that, right?
I don't remember ever having to do it. But if I did have to do it, I definitely was like, I probably wrote in big letters like I'm colorblind and like potentially gay. Don't ask, don't tell, can't see.
You're like, I'm asking and I'm telling everybody.
I'm going to be asking, what color is that? And telling you it's the wrong color.
Is that yellow or gay? I don't know. Wait, is that enemy hot?
Don't ask. But do tell. Can you believe it was called Don't Ask, Don't Tell? It's so fucking homophobic.
And you know what? At the time, I was like, that sounds reasonable. Like,
it's so catchy.
Yeah. Like, stop and frisk.
Right, right.
See something, say something. Catchy.
I love see something, say something.
Once I was in front of Madison Square Garden, and there was just a suitcase, like the sketchiest looking suitcase.
Was it unattended?
It was just sitting there in the middle of the corner. And I was like, and then somebody else said something.
Wait, you saw something and someone else said something?
Yeah, so they saw and said. Whoa. I know. I saw and thought about saying and almost said.
Two saws don't make a said.
Yeah, I always thought it was funny that Florida and California are both known as the Sunshine State. Is that correct?
I think that's incorrect.
Okay.
I always thought it was really funny and pathetic that Maine is the vacation state. Like, they couldn't even be named for something that, like, the people who live there enjoy. It's just, like, sometimes other people come here. Oh, wait, California is the golden state. Right, like
golden
the golden state killer.
State. Okay. Oh, right, right.
Do you know what Tennessee is?
The tobacco state?
No, it's the volunteer state.
Oh.
Like, Tennessee is here for free. We don't even have to pay them to stick around.
Do they volunteer, Tennesseans, or do people go to volunteer in Tennessee?
I don't know, but once you see something about it, please say something.
I will.
Here's an interesting one. Wyoming.
Ooh, the buffalo state?
No, Wyoming is the equality state. I wouldn't have pegged them for
no,
that.
No, I did not. Yeah. No offense, but.
Yeah, no offense. I mean, oh, this is even weirder. Do you know what Oklahoma is?
Oklahoma, where the wind goes sweeping through the plains. It's the plain state.
it's the Sooner state.
The Sooner state.
Like,
oh.
I'd love to go to Oklahoma sooner rather than later.
I don't think that's what it means. I think a sooner is a thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Like they have the, like their sports teams are always called Sooners and stuff.
Oh, it's a person settling on land in the early West. A sooner. Someone who...
Oh, yeah, sooner. Or, before it officially opened settlement. So they were a sooner rather than a later.
Wow.
Oh, there you go. Well, maybe wow. You're kind of right. You were kind of right. It's sooner. It is actually
because they were the first settlers.
Right, right. I just thought it was like, you know, like a pacer, like Indiana Pacers.
Right. Well, a lot of the sports team names have colonial racist names.
Yeah. Oh, no, I get America. Don't worry. I get it. Not proud and loud, but knowledgeable.
We don't ask, we don't tell, but when we see something, boy, do we say something sooner.
Yeah, definitely.
I did not sleep last night.
Wow. So, but you look great.
Thank you. Thank you. This is a filter.
They call it the catfish filter, right?
Right.
One woman was like, my real face, my catfish face, my real face, my catfish face. But she was like already really pretty. So I was like, just like, I want to ask my ugliest friend to do it and see what really happens.
Well, let's call them up.
Hey, Zach. I actually have an Instagram question for you.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Because I just doodle on it. I mean, I just kind of look through stuff. Like, I don't really do anything on it. And so I like to watch a lot of cooking videos.
Oh, yeah.
And then they do, like, really, really, really fast. So they do, like, a
like
four.
Like Tasty?
Yes, like Tasty and Taste Made and those. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happens, though, is then you get through your never-ending scroll, which Instagram invented. And then all of a sudden there's these, like, videos of just people eating large portions of food. Have you seen these?
No.
But they're not being competitive eaters. They're just videos of
passionate eaters.
They're just kind of shoveling food in their mouth. I mean,
is it ASMR?
Is it? But I thought that was like watching like Silly Putty and stuff.
Kind of. It can be anything. ASMR is autonomous sensory meridian response. And apparently some people have it and some people don't. It's like cilantro. But ASMR, I guess, is like a sort of natural high that people get when listening to a certain class of sounds.
Right.
And I guess it could be whispers or crinkling, or so people like watch people turn pages of a book for hours or weird stuff like that. So maybe that eating stuff is like a form of okay. ASMR.
I think it is, because I think I saw that on the tag or whatever it was, but I still don't get it.
I don't either. So I don't think I have the ASMR gene, because it's hard to say ASMR a lot of times in the same sentence.
You could just say asthma.
Do people call it that?
We can.
Okay. I have asthma. No, I don't think I have the ASMR gene, because like the ASMR videos, I feel like I want them to hurry.
Okay, so I think I have an ASMR, you're right, that's difficult to say. I have, and when I say asthma, it just sounds like I say asthma, but with the Boston accent. I got asthma. I like power washing videos.
Ooh.
That you might like.
Like sidewalks. Large windows? Oh, sidewalks.
Sidewalks.
Tennis courts.
Tennis courts, for sure, for sure.
Parking lots.
Yeah, anything.
Wait, that sounds like something I would like. Yes. Because you're seeing it become beautified.
And fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You would like that.
That I would like.
Those are good. I don't think this has a lot of sound. I think it's just a big plate of food and watching people finish it. And they don't do it fast. Like, I've seen one where she's eating, I don't even know what it, I guess it's pork belly and then like a pepper. So maybe if I turn the sound on, she's crunching the pepper. It's very weird, but.
That is weird. But it also sounds like maybe you might have found individual competitive eaters that just haven't found the right competition.
I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't watching some sort of like sex fetish thing just because I want to see how to make that like viral feta cheese tomato pasta. I love honey. I mean, I tell people how much I love honey all the time.
Ooh, oh my God. I just got new honey this week from this amazing place in Florida called Robert Is Here. And that sounds like you wouldn't name a place that. That sounds like something you would say if someone said, where's Robert?
Robert Is Here.
Yeah, but they
named
it.
Is it spelled just like that, like as plain and simple? I like that.
Yeah, Robert Is Here. And it's this big, well, second of all, it's a petting farm, a petting zoo. And then first of all, it's a beautiful farm stand with like fresh fruits and artisanal honeys and hot sauces and mustards and jams and preserves. And I got like boysenberry jam and wasabi mustard and a tangerine honey. So good.
This is all up my alley.
I just had a smoothie before we started, got to the studio. It's this amazing smoothie I've been getting. It's way too close to $20, first of all.
Oh, I know.
Love. But it is amazing, and I feel like it has things in it that I wouldn't know to buy. Like, I feel like it has everything from your list of beans. Like, there's probably fucking amaranth in it.
I hope there's amaranth.
Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Take a deep breath out. Take a deep breath out. Take a deep breath, like half in, half out. Close your eyes. Are you picturing it?
Picturing what?
It's the end of a long, productive day.
Okay, yep, I got it.
There's nothing left to do except get a good night's sleep on the most comfortable sheets in the world.
The ones from all those other podcasts? We can't afford them.
Well, today's episode of My Favorite Burger is brought to you by Brooklinens. They're cheap, they're comfy, and they're eco-friendly.
So, like, getting Z's without spending G's?
Exactly. Plus, a percentage of all of their profits goes directly to charity. Savings code BURGER.
Wow, we can finally rest easy and cheap.
Sleep woke and don't go broke with Brooklinens. Savings code subject to change.
Head up, participation
potentially imaginary and
may no longer
valid in time, wasn't it? I think I've told you, I have a friend who like loves the North Fork.
Yeah.
She got married there. I was at her beautiful wedding there. So the North Fork is this beautiful location in Long Island. It's at the North Fork, the northernmost fork of Long Island.
Right.
So anyway, we did a Secret Santa with a few of us and I selected her name. So she was the person I was supposed to get a gift for. And so I got her these from Etsy, from, easy to sell yourself, .com. I ordered from an artisanal fork engraver. I got her two forks, like, you know, kitchen forks, but engraved on them each, it says North. So I literally got her and her husband their own North forks that they could use. And now I put them in this nice packaging and I threw into the packaging alongside like packing confetti, I threw in an assorted selection of teas that I know she likes.
Because,
you know, North Forks are great, but it felt like it needed a little extra. So anyway, so we're all on FaceTime. We're secretly opening the gifts without knowing who got them for us.
Right.
And it gets to the part where my friend Erin is opening the North Forks that I got her. So when she first saw into it, she was like, oh, it looks like they're spoons or something. And, oh, there's tea. Maybe they're special teaspoons. And she pulled them out. And the way she pulled it out, the word North was covered by her hand when she pulled the fork out. So it literally just looked like a fork. And she was like, oh, no, it's not a teaspoon. It's a fork. I got tea bags and a couple of forks. And, but she just thought, she thought for like a good 15 minutes that, that her Secret Santa person literally just gave her two forks and like five tea bags. Which, like, to be fair, that is pretty much what I got her. What, but yeah, they were North Forks from Etsy. Yeah.
So when she found out, when she finally figured it out, okay, good. Okay. That's really
but,
cute.
But it was also such an added gift to me that I got to watch her on FaceTime for a long period of time under the impression that she was gifted two forks for no reason. She was so polite. She was like, I love these teas and I use forks.
My sister has a like a Christmas ornament that has a, like a fork pointing north.
Ooh, I like that.
And then like a spoon pointing east or something like that.
Is there an east spoon?
No, I think it's just the play on the North Fork.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like yeah, they're just doubling down on it.
Yeah, they're like,
it's, and then it's not just a place I need to go to.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah.
Have you been to South Knife?
South Knife is awesome! Oh my God. I raged.
Oh, God.
That's just the Hamptons, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, did you watch, you watched Don't Look Up. We texted about it, right?
Oh, I did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, it's wacky for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think I got it at the end.
For some reason, the ending cracked me up. Like, you might not have seen this because it plays during the credits.
Wait, I totally didn't.
The other guy goes, oh my God, you need to go back and watch it. And he goes, I guess that's a...
Was that Jonah Hill that says it?
No, it's the Tim Cook guy. Like,
oh,
the,
God, yeah. Oh, yeah, he was really good. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, no, I'm going to have to go and, like, fast forward the whole movie just to watch that.
You'll have to just go rewatch, like, the last 12 minutes or something. I honestly, like, that's one of the main reasons I love the movie is because that silly little throwaway joke.
So I did watch We Came Together, though.
What did you think?
So it's 84 minutes long and it is nonstop jokes. It's so good. It's so funny. It's so goofy. I loved it so much. And I did actually fast forward the credits to make sure that there was extra ending. And there wasn't.
Oh, my God. I need to rewatch it. Wasn't it? I'm so glad you liked it. I love it.
I did. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think it's like Amy Poehler and Paul Rudd at their best. Like, they're totally so good in it.
I think that we should probably look into, like, the release date and see what came out. It was probably, like, Avatar or something. I think I figured it out. Spider-Man 2 came out May 2nd, 2014.
Oh.
And it made $709 million at the box office. And so that's why We Came Together did badly.
Because everyone came together to go to see Spider-Man.
Spider-Man 2, yeah.
I love shark movies.
Really? Like, not just Jaws, like Sharknado?
Listen, it starts with Jaws, but no, it does not end there. Yeah, Sharknado, I only saw the first Sharknado, and that's not my favorite type of shark movie. Like, I like the ones where they're not so much spinning through the air, and they're more, like, swimming in the water. Like, the Blake Lively shark movie, I think, is, like, cinema at its best.
Yeah, that was too scary for me.
Blake Lively?
Well, yeah, she's so scary. Have you seen Adelaide? She doesn't age.
Is it good, though, the age of Adelaide?
The age of Adelaide. It's weird. I don't get it. Because then I think she does get old eventually. Is she opposite? I can't remember.
Oh, Benjamin.
It's like a Benjamin Button, but not. She definitely still has to, like, because she's, like, gorgeous. So everywhere she goes, like, the hottest guy falls in love with her. And they're like, and she's like, oh, my life, it's so painful.
She's like, I'm so young forever.
Yeah.
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 Well,
yeah.
I thought Benjamin Button was a horrible movie.
I don't think I ever got through the whole thing.
It was very long. You had to age backwards in order to see the whole thing. That doesn't make sense. I saw it in the theater, so I did see the whole thing.
Ugh, yeah.
And I don't remember it very well, but I do remember thinking, for some reason, the entire plot got sidetracked for a good, like, 45 minutes for, like, a boat ride. Like, they went on a boat in real time, I think. What, did they immigrate to the United States or something? And we sat through the whole ferry ride. I don't know about you, but there are boxes all over my apartment.
Wait, why?
Well, it's because I'm such a frequent patron of today's sponsor.
This episode of My Favorite Burger is brought to you by online shopping. From groceries to luxuries, they've got it all.
And honestly, you cannot beat the convenience. Next time you find yourself using online shopping, try entering savings code BURGER at checkout.
See what happens and enjoy.
Savings code subject to change.
Dependent on participation.
Potentially imaginary and
may no longer
be valid at time of listening.
Is saying porch pirate pejorative?
Not anymore. I love that Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian are getting married.
I love it. So I definitely kept up with the Kardashians religiously.
Oh, I've kind of kept up here and there. Like, you've kept up with the Kardashians like an oath, whereas mm-hmm. I've kept up with the Kardashians like a secret.
Exactly. Except I secretly kept up with them, too.
I secretly kept them like an oath as well.
But there was years ago, and they were all, like, hanging out in somebody's kitchen, probably Kourtney's, and there is Travis Barker there, and it's, like, Kourtney's neighbor, Travis.
Oh, and weird. So I didn't know they had a past.
No, they do. He was her neighbor.
Ooh.
So he's been, like, in the mix. That's why, like, to me, I'm like, I love it. Because they, like, kind of flirted in one of the episodes.
He's kind of like Kim's Kanye. Because Kanye and Kim
had
the past
in
like
now.
That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, interesting. Seeing the colorful roster of boyfriends that family went on to amass mm-hmm. Helped me realize that, like, we don't need Scott. Like,
no.
we can get anyone.
I don't, like, wake up in the morning and think, all right, get up. We're going to make some coffee. Think about Tristan Thompson.
No, me neither. It's usually in the middle of the night. True and North and Saint and Chicago and Psalm and probably a couple of other ones that I just left off.
Stormy.
They're all going to have such problems with something that I call your name word. My two main name words are exactly and is that clear? Anytime someone says, is that clear? Or exactly, I hear my name.
Right.
And anytime someone says, like, all right, I'm going to Chicago, like, Chicago is going to be like, that's my name.
Yeah.
And, like, all of,
true.
Like, North, like, anytime someone says, like, oh, true, we got to go North, like, they're just driving. They're not talking to any of the Kardashians, but all of the Kardashians are going to turn around. And it's a real, I don't think anyone's talking about it.
I never thought of it that way. It actually happened to me at the store because he said to the girlfriend, this, and I heard Liz. So Liz happens with this, is, all the time with is.
List,
definitely. Yeah. Yeah, I get that. I'm with you.
I agree with you that the Titanic as a love story gets a little cheesy, but I like the disaster movie aspect of it.
The slowest disaster movie on earth.
It is so slow.
The 12 hours that it takes it to sink. You're like, disaster.
You know what's a slower disaster movie? Maybe the slowest disaster movie ever made is... And its prequel is so good, but it's Speed 2 on the cruise ship that's like very slowly going towards a dock.
I just don't think you could have captured how, like, how many knots they were going. Like, I think the knots were a lot faster than the speed.
Right. They didn't do a good job.
Like, I don't know what they were thinking about. Speed was so good. I mean, I watched that movie. Speed and the Bodyguard. I must have watched, like, 4,000 times.
I loved Speed. Oh, my God. When you realize that he's been watching them because he calls her Wildcat. Oh, my God.
I know.
And then they loop the footage. How fucking high tech is that?
Yeah, 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 yeah. I immediately went and got my hair cut short, just like Sandra Bullock.
I immediately got my bus driver's license. that's such a good movie. But yeah, Speed 2, not so good. Like, they tried to really build the suspense. They were like, our cruise ship is going to hit the city. And then, like, by the end of the movie, they kind of still were, like, slowly approaching.
Did I know you when I was a cocktail waitress at the Bank of America Pavilion, which is not called the Bank of America Pavilion anymore?
No, because I met you, I think, when I started working with you.
So I met you after Michael Jackson died.
Yes, we met post-MJ.
I was working at that job. It was just like a night job, a weekend job. It was Stevie Nicks, Mandy Moore opening for Stevie Nicks.
Whoa.
And so I went early to catch Stevie Nicks's like warm-up. And they did like the mic checks and stuff. And she was like, I just walked in. I was walking down because you could sit like in the front. They don't care.
Yeah.
And she was like, all right, that's good for me, Stevie Nicks. And I was like, wait, no. And so then Mandy Moore. And so then I had to sit through Mandy Moore's. And it was really good. And I thought she was funny. And, like, I wanted to be friends with her. She had just – she and Valderrama had just broken up.
Oh, so this was, like – this wasn't Candy Mandy. This was, like –
no, this is
doing kind of old school covers, Mandy, which makes a little more sense. I was going to say, it was kind of big shoes to have Candy Mandy open for – Stevie Nicks.
She did Candy. She did like a really, really good version of it.
Candy is so fucking good.
It doesn't make any sense. It's so good.
It's so good. Were you and I generationally different enough that you missed the boat on Harry Potter? Or were you on the Harry Potter boat? You missed it.
So I missed it because I missed the books. I was too old for the books. And then if you weren't into the books, you couldn't get into the movies.
Yeah,
and
the movies are no good without the books.
But so how long were those books, though? Like, each book?
Each book got longer and longer. And those 6th, 7th, and 8th books were all like a foot long.
They're really long books for kids.
But, oh, the reason I brought it up is because I watched the 20-year Harry Potter reunion on HBO last night.
And how was it?
It was actually really good. It was interesting, like interesting interviews with the three main actors, with like a bunch of the actors, and they didn't have any new footage from J.K. Rowling, the author, because she's become, I mean, I assume it's because she's become so controversial, but they used archival footage of her, like answering questions, and they labeled all of it like recorded prior to 2019 or something.
Oh my God, seriously?
Yeah.
This woman got an entire generation of people reading foot-long books. And I don't know. Do you think she's transphobic? I don't think she's transphobic. I think the things she's saying are, like, she needs – it's a little, like, iffy. I think that she's trying to say that she just doesn't understand it yet. And you can't just immediately accept everything.
I think that's what she needs to say, is that she just doesn't understand it. Do I think she's transphobic? Hopefully not. Mm. What I think is that when you have a platform as big as the platform she has, to voice anything that's even potentially interpreted as transphobic is irresponsible.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't understand the issues, that's even more reason she shouldn't be tweeting that bullshit.
Right.
My thought on the matter is, like, if she's transphobic, shut up and let us enjoy your art and keep that to yourself. And if she's not transphobic, I hope she learns and starts tweeting better things.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
Because when someone with that many followers goes out and says trans women are not women,
right?
Trans women around the world get murdered.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
So it's just disappointing when someone with that much power does that.
Also, someone who never read any of the books, saw maybe three of the films, I'll say this. It's definitely a world of imagination, and it's escapism, and it's a place where I think all of these kids who were trying to kind of figure out who they were as human beings could kind of not worry about their real lives and just kind of go into a world
and embrace each other's differences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. It's like, it's kind of weird for me because I think it's like, it's not that tricky of a subject to talk about because it's pretty black and white when you think about the fact that, listen, this is just how this person feels and this is how the person wants to live their life.
Right. You know, I wish I could wave my magic wand and change her mind. You know, before we sign off for today, I want to let our listeners know that last week we mentioned that both of us could not get through becoming the Ricardos. I just want to challenge you guys, listeners, if there's anyone out there who loved it, like, I mean, it had all the right ingredients, the writing, the directing, the acting, the story that it was based on. I mean, tell us it was good and we'll try it again. If there's someone out there who loved it, please find us at My Favorite Burger Pod on Instagram and let us know that we missed a great thing because we do not want that to happen.
If we didn't go further than 16 minutes, we should have gone further.
Let us know. Yeah. If something exciting happens, like after 20 minutes in, we will not have seen that. I mean, let us know.
Hello, J.K. Simmons, isn't it?
Is he?
Yeah, he did. Fred. J.K. Simmons.
Oh, that
Fred.
Was J.K. Simmons. He was so good.
I know, but they didn't even that part was like, I never want to have to figure it out. They should have just immediately been like, I'm Ethel, he's Fred, and let's go. Like, it took me a while to figure it out that.
It did take me a while to figure out who was Fred and now to figure out that Fred was J.K. Simmons, but
I feel like they could have set it up a little bit more of who was who and what was what and kind of what was going on. So, like, I only have, like, a vague memory of, like, reading probably Lucille Ball's Wikipedia page that she had some involvement with the Communist Party. And I obviously didn't think it was that big of a deal because I'm post-communism age,
right.
Believe it or not.
I mean, we dabbled, but yeah. Well, that's the thing. And for a while, it seemed like that communist tabloid headline was going to be like the big plot of the movie. But by the time I turned it off, they hadn't even come back to that.
Because I think she was part of the Communist Party.
Yeah, it seemed like in the very beginning of being the Ricardos, she said something about her uncle telling her it was okay.
Yeah, and that so when she was registering to vote, he encouraged her to check off communism. But communism wasn't established in America yet as being like something so like anti.
She didn't know how bad it was. It's a classic J.K. Rowling situation. She just didn't know what she was talking about.
We have to fact check all of that because I don't know if that's true.
I don't know that we have to fact check anything here at My Favorite Burger. So let's talk burgers.
Okay. So my favorite burger this week is my birthday. It's, you know, my third pandemic birthday. My four girlfriends and I went to a really nice restaurant that I actually had a gift certificate for that chopped $100 off.
Ooh.
And so we just went nuts. And
that's so fun.
We had so much fun in this kind of fancy restaurant. And we were loud and laughing and talking all at the same time, but for some reason understood what everyone was saying. And it was like the first time in a very long time that the five of us had gotten together and just had a real night. Like,
that's so fun.
It was so fun. And it was so, I think it was so healthy that we kind of were like, all right, we know Omicron's going on, but we're still going to go out. And we all sat at this table and we ate a ton of food and had really great drinks and just laughed and were obnoxious. And we know everyone in the entire restaurant hated us. And that just made it better.
For your table. Yeah.
for our table. Yeah. And it was a really fun time. And I'm so thankful and grateful that I have such great friends because it was a good time. Plus my friend Anne, she had COVID over Christmas. So it was well over 10 days when she went out for my birthday. But she kept being like, what, I had COVID? Like really loud the entire time.
Before the pandemic, if I was going on a long bus ride, I would say something out loud as people were walking by. Like I would say, like I would pretend I was on the phone and I'd be like, no, I don't think I'm contagious anymore. as people were walking by, like on like a bus.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like
you're like, no, I'm just gassy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or like, no, it's just a lingering cough. We're pretty sure, you know, like to make people not sit next to me. But now, it just has a different.
Yeah. What's your favorite burger?
My favorite burger this week is last night. We all, or a lot of us, my dad actually couldn't come because he was still waiting on a negative result, which he got today.
Yay!
A lot of us, most of us, probably like 13 of us, went out for my grandmother's 95th birthday.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. So we all were so thankful not only to be able to get so many of us together during Omicron and to be able to go enjoy ourselves at a restaurant, but just to be able to have her around. It's so nice to get to spend time with her. And
yeah,
she's very excited to tune in. So whatever episode this ends up in, I'm going to let her know that she is my favorite burger this week. She is 95 and she is just killing it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So was her her actual birthday yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Fine.
Well, so nice.
We're all Capricorns, right?
We are. We're such Capricorns. I don't really know what that means.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll like, have to do an episode where you teach me about Capricornism.
Yeah. Because like, I think Sagittarius, they're like, if presented with the opportunity to jump out of a plane, they'll jump out of a plane. And I'm like, oh, that's not me.
No, I'll hold everyone's bags and then meet them at the safe landing.
Oh, I won't even go up with them.
Oh, I thought that wasn't an option.
No, you can hold their keys down at
the ground. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They'll be tossing me the car keys. Fuck the AVR key. Is the AVR key a thing? It's like all the male pilots.
Yep. The AVR key. Here, your keys and some Gatorade. Congratulations. You jumped out of a plane, you weirdo.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I want to jump out of bed and like feel good one day. Don't you hate when people
yes